after Christ died and Christianity started to grow. Now, see, this is a bit of history and a bit I'm getting from the other side. Mm-hmm. Some stuff I know, they're flinging caps as well. So. What happened with the Romans was, the Romans was a very pagan religion, and then you had Christ, Jesus, and his religion, which is Christians, the Jews. The Christians were slaves for the next 300 years, 350 years. And this religion, when it was formed, it was the Roman pagan religion, and they tied up with the Christian religion. So there's just this thing with the two fields, where the Christian is very nice and the other is not such a good energy. So the pagan religion doesn't create such a good energy because it doesn't have so many beautiful things to follow.
Yeah.
I mean, they had Sunday, which is the sun god, and they had a few other gods as well. They had Thor, Zeus, of course, which is a god of thunder, I think, or lightning.
Yeah.
And Thor, and a few others.
Yeah.
So it was very, what can you call it? I was going to say mystical, but it's not quite the right wording. So if you look at Christian religion, which was all about helping each other, giving and so on, healing. So that was the two different religions back in those days. Then they formed together, they formed Christianity, and it was another about 50 years before the Christians were, they stopped being dominated by the Romans, and they became accepted as on the same level as the Romans. Okay. That's when the Roman Empire was just expanding, and pretty much what they want to point out is the difference. That was the sort of starting point, if you like. Before that, there were various types of religion. There are a lot of offshoots of different beliefs. But the main thing in Jesus' days was the Roman pagan religion and the Jewish religion.
Yeah.
And all they want to say is really, that's sort of how it started. Now look what it's expanded into.
Mm-hmm.
You've got these 600 different religions. And it's just to show you how far apart things have become. And the problem is with each generation, you know, you teach your children what you believe is the right sort of thing, and that belief carries on going.
Yeah.
Because there is nobody to stop it. Nobody to say, well, no, that's not true, or it should have been a different way. Because it's all based on history and stories being handed down from the past. Nothing is based on today. Now, if you take the spiritual religion today, a lot of that is the same sort of thing. It's based on hearsay and hand and so on. And of course, there is no proof on a lot of things that, you know, you can't speak to our side and so on.
Mm-hmm.
They all know that it is possible, or the majority know that it is possible. But there's no actual proof.
Yeah, that's true.
What's going to happen is the proof you're going to get is basically in sensing, feeling, love, etc.
Yeah.
Now, people are getting used to energies. They're used to nice feelings and good vibes and bad vibes and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, love and that sort of thing. So with the spiritual side developing now, it's developing with all these new feelings and senses and so on. And suddenly people are able to look at today's results and saying, well, this did happen today, and I can believe that. I don't have to look at something which is 2,000 years old and follow that.
Exactly.
And so that's how the big change, if you like, is going to, how people are going to understand more.
Yeah.
Because they're going to see things that they can believe in. Now, they can't prove it, of course, because of the it's not the scientific way, but that's just the way that your Earth has developed.
Yeah.
Civilization has developed.
Yeah, because we've been so programmed. So unless the FDA proves something, unless scientists prove something unless you can see something and prove it. Unless.
Yeah.
And it's all just like expression and just programming.
Yeah, this saying is, you know, if you can't believe it until you prove it.
Yeah.
If you can't prove it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Whereas it should be the opposite. You should believe it if you experience it.
Yeah. You see, that's been going on for 2,000, 3,000 years.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And so that's why we're programmed to think that way.
Yeah.
Now, suddenly they're going to see all these feelings. Now, what's going to upset the apple cart very nicely is your introduction to aliens, which you've had recently.
Yes, I love it.
Now, then, more and more of that is going to come to the surface, and you're going to see how we use energies different ways, and propulsion systems and all sorts of it.
Yeah.
And that's really going to blow their mind, because they can't prove that either.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's going to be very nice when that happens.
I love it.